that's where we find Ron. Ron from sportsoverload.com. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
How's it going, Ron?
Doing good. Hey, before we get started, I just want to say we've wrapped up our college fantasy football preview. Got over 600 players ranked by conference position. Overall, we got our top 100 cheat sheet. So, you know, interested in fantasy football, we got a ton of stuff. I'll be finishing the sleeper article today. That'll put a nice little cherry on top of our college fantasy football preview. So you should definitely check that out at sportsoverload.com.
You must be exhausted. That's a lot of work, dude.
Take it. Me and my fantasy writer, I got to give Rick Atkinson, my fantasy writer, a lot of credit. We've been working on this hard the last 3 months.
Well, okay. So, NBA.
Well,
we're worried about Cleveland. We think the brains of the organization has gone away now, and that Mike Brown will be exposed for the hack head coach that he is.
Well, I just think you have to keep in mind that the other team, you know, Boston getting Rasheed Wallace, and then you assume KG will be healthy again. I think they would still be ahead of Cleveland. I would say Orlando took a step back. I don't like Vince Carter in that mix. I don't know if he can buy into a team concept. So I would still put Cleveland and Orlando about even. I don't know. I don't think that helps them keep LeBron past next season because Shaq's old. That doesn't help the long-term plan. So I still think the Cavs are crazy. I don't think bringing Shaq was the right move at all.
Okay. What about, tell me about this new cap deal they're talking about. What do you know about that?
Well, it's just that, you know, the league's cutting back a little bit. It could potentially be even smaller next year. They sent out a memo today that the cap could shrink another million or two for the next offseason, which, you know, it's just they're just keep everybody up to date. Keep in mind, that's something to consider. You know, a lot of NBA teams are not doing well financially. A lot of teams the NBA had to fund, give money. So NBA, some of the franchises are not in a healthy state, and the cap's showing that. I mean, if the league was growing like it would, the cap would grow. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
So this report says seven teams have luxury tax payments that are due to the league by July 22nd based on payrolls. I guess you don't see teams going way above the cap like you do in baseball.
Right.
It's not quite
not
the same
generally,
deal.
No.
Yeah.
Right. That's why Heedy Turkle is not back in Orlando. They didn't want to go above that luxury tax to keep him, which if they had wanted to pay the extra money, they could be contending for a championship. But, you know, you got to pick winning or money, I guess. So we'll see how the fans react to that.
Okay. What else do we need to be keeping an eye on?
Well, hey, the Summer League started. Darian Towns is hanging out on the Magic, speaking of. He might actually hold on and make a roster spot. I'm sorry, the more I look at it, because Marcin Gortat, the backup center for the Magic, signed a deal with Dallas. So the Magic kind of thin inside. Darian Towns may end up making a Magic roster spot, or at least try it out training camp and having a shot.
Who's this?
Darian Towns, former Razorback.
Darian Towns. Yeah.
Man,
that's great news.
He's looking good. He's averaging, you know, 9-10 points in the Summer League right now. He's playing pretty good.
What did he do last year?
I'm assuming overseas.
Didn't he get drafted by Portland?
He did. He got drafted, but he ended up going overseas.
Okay.
Right, I don't think he made the roster.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he had some attitude issues at Arkansas, but I think we all thought that he'd be a pretty good professional player once he got there.
Right. Well, he started off great his freshman year. After his freshman season, a lot of scouts had him going in the first round, assuming he would develop a little bit more, but he kind of tailed off and didn't have the career we all thought he would have. But, yeah. Hey, taking care of his shot now.
Yeah, he had a touch of knuckleheaditis a lot of his career.
Well, that whole senior class did. That's why our APR is terrible.
Of course, it wasn't like Stan Heath was standing over there commanding a lot of respect either. So, I mean, that was a two-way street. But
yeah, Stan Heath was like, oh, you didn't go to class? Oh, well, that's not good. Oh, all right.
Yeah, Darren, you hurt my feelings. Darren, you hurt me.
Whereas Belfry makes those Jason Henry quotes, which are great. Anyway, he's almost a normal human being, but we're not quite there yet. I was like, did I actually just read that? But anyway,
also
in the Summer League, you see some funny things that you can't foul out. B.J. Mullins, the center from Ohio State, had 6 fouls in 9 minutes. So
that
was impressive. Like, wow.
Is that a record?
It may be.
Probably not in the Summer League. Probably.
Well, I think it may be the fastest, but sometimes in the Summer League, they don't let you foul out. Some guys get 8-9 fouls. So it's, you know, because they don't want you to get in foul trouble, because they want to see the players play and let them develop, so they don't make the foul out rule. They don't take that into account.
Cool. I don't know. I'm totally clueless, man. I don't know. Who you like in the All-Star game, since it is for some reason significant?
Oh, I could care less about the baseball. Just kidding. I love baseball. Just kidding. You know, I really don't have a pick. I couldn't tell you. I don't keep up with baseball work.
You said you're kidding twice, and I don't know which one you're lying about.
He doesn't care about baseball. Let's clear it up.
I have been watching a little bit more. I watched little Rangers Rangers Angels last night. You know, I thought the Angels had it, and then all of a sudden the Rangers took momentum, and I was watching that on late night on Fox Sports. Gave me something to do. I've been watching baseball more. I kept up with Arkansas baseball.
Beach picking your nose, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it gives me some sports to watch in the summer.
All right. Fair enough.
NBA rumors are floating out there. Spurs may pick up Antonio McDyess, which would really help them. Allen Iverson may be going to Miami. In the NFL, the Vikings are interested in Marvin Harrison. So there's several off-season rumors floating around out there where some players may end up.
We heard we had a guy called Matt that there was a possibility that Iverson could end up in Memphis. He said, I won't go to any more Memphis games. And Joe's like, that's the point. Nobody's going to Memphis games. That's
right.
The problem. They need him.
I don't see Memphis paying for Iverson.
Yeah.
I don't see them. They've been very cheap, and I don't see them wanting to pay Iverson because Iverson's still at the point to where, even though he's not as good as he used to be, his ego still, he still wants to be paid like he's a superstar. And the only team that might do it is Miami because Dwayne Wade came out and said he's not signing an extension unless we're competitive. So Miami might take drastic measures and take Iverson in order to keep Wade.
But the problem there, Ron, is Miami can't afford to pay him what Memphis can. Memphis can pay him more money than any team out there. Miami can only give him mid-level exception.
Right, but I guarantee you, I would be blown away if Memphis gave him a big time contract.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
They already have Conley, Rudy Gay, OJ Mayo. They've already got several young guards, and I would be shocked if they spent a lot of money on Iverson.
I agree. All right,
you want to vote on our sports movie bracket?
Sure, why not?
Well, I can't think of any reason why not. That's why I asked. Okay, you ready?
All right.
This is more compelling than baseball. How about Natural Karate Kid? Speaking of baseball.
Real Karate Kid.
Okay. Field of Dreams against Jerry Maguire.
Field of Dreams.
Really?
Really? Baseball.
Mister, I don't like baseball. You
baseball,
picked that?
Ron?
Hey, Field of Dreams is a classic. Hey, what are you talking about?
All right, fair enough. Ron, we appreciate it. You have a great day.